Sometimes I'll start a sentence, and I don't even know where it's going. I just hope I find it along the way. Like an improv conversation. Improvisation.
Ahoy, and welcome aboard the good ship Gone Off on a Tangent with me, Adam Stocks. Him, Monsieur Le Wilson.
Ahoy, matey.
Das Boot und Dantelo.
Hello.
How are we all?
Good, mate. You?
This week and every week is brought to you by Small Beer Limited, Britain's leading cascale
leaking.
And craft. I'm running on fumes here. Craft beer people. And, I've got some news for you.
Go on.
They are not only Britain's leading cask ale and craft beer wholesalers, they're also home to Bavaria 3.4, which is one of the finest lagers you'll find on the market, imported
truly
from the Netherlands, and Rodenbach Fruitage, whatever you want to call it. It's also available through said wholesaler. And you can join me for a pint of each of them at the Straight and Narrow this Sunday. No, you can't. Bavaria won't be on. But there are other beers, like Swinkels Pilsner and other beers. And if you drink four, you get a Holland shirt. Sunday the 28th from 12.
And
I'll be there. You're going to be there.
I'll be there.
Wilson?
I'll be there.
Rob Eastwood of Small Beer fame will be there also, sharing a jar. So yeah, come and check us out. Come say hello. Win a cool shirt. Drink beer. You know.
What else are
you going
to
do?
What is
go shopping with the kids. Love. Boring. Yawnsville. We're also brought to you by Tipsy Imp. Dan, take it away.
So we are a mobile bar service available for weddings, bar mitzvahs, funerals, all that usual jazz.
Greek weddings.
Just bring your own plates because I can't afford those.
Can't afford the budget on smashing plates.
Well, it's a waste of money, isn't it?
Any other weird and wonderful celebrations that you want to celebrate?
The playoffs, actually. With
we're
going
to get
on
to that.
With a bit of luck.
Keep your powder dry.
But yeah.
What if they wanted to celebrate Adolf Hitler's birthday?
Might be busy.
What's the weirdest thing you've been asked to cater for?
I've been to we did a Georgian folk festival last year.
Sounds pretty fucking weird.
Well, yep. That is exactly what it was. It was the most pointless thing I've ever done.
I can't even fathom what that is. I know what the words are. I just don't know what they are together as a thing.
As a language.
As a thing you would go to.
Yeah.
Like, I go to other things.
But
do you fancy going to that Georgian folk festival?
What we're doing at the weekend, babe? I'm not sure. We need to do a big shop and kids need to go here and there. Georgian folk festival?
Honestly, people like dress up from that era and it's...
I'm going to Google and I suggest you play along at home. If you're driving, please pull over. What is Georgian attire?
There is so...
I don't mean the country.
No.
You mean the time period?
As in the time period, yeah.
Oh, okay. Right, it's all like...
it's all dress up.
Silly boys wigs and that.
Yeah.
Right, I'm with you. And it's... so the Blackadder.
Yeah.
That's Georgian. Yeah, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Right, with you now. You look good in one of these wigs, Wilson.
Yeah,
I'm just looking myself now.
It was a very questionable decision, but we were, you know, we knew no different. We were told there was going to be over 1,000 people there.
You're not in the dock. We didn't know. We just didn't.
We knew no different.
Well, we got told there was going to be 1,000 people there.
Was there?
No.
So was it...
I think we ended up paying
Was it folk music
there.
From that time period or just folk in general?
It was just, yeah. Just
was like, it like Greensleeves?
It was just bizarre.
Come, my love, I love you, love.
Very simple.
I fingered her up a biff, a bin. That sort of thing.
Yeah, classic Rusco chat.
Rusco Bantel.
French Rusco.
Have you got any sponsors?
I haven't, mate. No, unfortunately.
Put your finger out. Get on with it. You're too busy sponsoring stuff at work, aren't you?
I am. Well,
you're like a Lincoln sponsor now, aren't you?
We are.
Did you give the website out?
www.thetipsyimp.co.uk.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Right. There's only one place to start this week, and that is a quick temperature check. I have one's feeling. So we'll do you last, because it'll bridge nicely into talking about the FA Cup final. So how... This isn't a Lincoln or a Leeds podcast. I mean, we do stray into those territories quite often. But I like to feel we've got the finger on the pulse of how football fans feel up and down the country. It just happens that we support the clubs we support. So, with one game to go, Dan, it's in Lincoln City, or sorry, Lincoln Towns.
Fuck off.
Lincoln Towns.
Don't fucking start. That fucking
It's in Lincoln Towns. The mighty chimps.
Yeah.
It is in their hands.
Yes.
According to Simon Jordan. How you feeling, mate?
Nervous.
Nerve-sighted, as my kids would say.
Nerve-sighted, yeah. Yeah, it's insane that we're even in this position, to be perfectly
honest. It really is.
Like, we've lost 1-19. We've looked a little bit leggy in the last couple of games.
Lost one this year.
Yeah.
Calendar year.
Technically not true. We lost to Wigan. And
poor
we
research. Oh,
get you on a technicality.
Poor research.
Pulled him up on a technicality.
Moise.
1st of Jan was New Year's Day was the last time we lost, but it's 1-19. But yeah, we're in an unbelievable position. It's frightening. The buzz is definitely back around the club. And if we do manage to sneak in the playoffs, it's just absolute Brucey bonus compared to where we were on New Year's Day when it looked like we were going the other way.
So the state of play in League One, which is the division we're discussing right now, is mental. So, Blackpool have also got a chance.
Yeah.
Who currently sit in eighth. Stevenage, hilarious, have completely drifted off away. That horse needs putting down.
Everybody's watching.
Oxford have still got a chance. Lincoln have clearly still got a chance. Barnsley, who have recently sacked their manager, which is unbelievable.
Well, it is and it isn't. That's either a stroke of genius from there.
Or it's stupid.
Or it's blindingly stupid. I don't buy
it. So roll the dice, isn't it?
Yeah, sacking someone just on the off chance that you might get the result you need. But they, when we beat them 5-1 at their place, they were absolutely coasting. They were 12 points clear of the last.
They've won like 1-8 or something.
Yeah, it's funny how it turns, isn't it?
It's crazy. Like, you're only one kind of horrendous run away from, you know, losing 5 or 6 places in that league, especially towards the top.
So they host Northampton. Oxford go to Exeter. Lincoln host Portsmouth, who should have technically on
the beach.
As I spoke to an ex-Lincoln City employee earlier, I said, what would your plan be? We said, firstly, I'd have 2 boxes of beer going to the hotel, wherever they're staying, bit of champers, roll out the fucking red carpet. Well done, lads.
Yeah. Guard of honour.
Championies. Right, can you just roll over now and get your belly stickled?
Yeah.
Because we want to get in the playoffs.
Yeah.
See you next season.
Let's all have a massive party.
Yeah, let's all get pissed and have a great... Let's go get tipsy and have a great party. You enjoy the way end. We'll win the game. You're an arse, really. Happy days. We'll get the pies in.
Yeah.
And away we go. So I think you couldn't ask for a better game, really.
No.
I was thinking about this earlier, like a complete weird hypothetical. This is completely irrelevant, but it just crossed my brain. Imagine if you had Derby and they need to win away. Brutal. And then Peter Bolton, God, Peter dropped off and all. And then Blackpool go to Reading, which won't be easy. So I think you can probably count Blackpool out, but football is football.
Yeah.
So as it stands, if you were to play these games tomorrow, you would be playing Bolton. Fancy that? Bolton with Army.
They wouldn't be my first choice of team to play.
But if you can sneak up to fifth, you'll probably play Peterborough.
Yeah.
We will play Peterborough.
Yeah.
Local, that's a good position.
Localish.
That's a hell of a game, that and all, isn't it?
Aren't Peterborough playing tonight?
Yeah, they've got Cheltenham tonight.
But they've put a fucking reserve side out.
Have they?
They can get to 86 tonight.
You'd rather play Peterborough, wouldn't you?
I don't know why you'd put a reserve side out when you can. Well, the goal difference is... Are there only five... No, they should play a full team.
Yeah,
get to 86.
I think it's Cheltenham and being with a chance. Essentially down, aren't they?
But then you're in with it. Means it's not going to happen, but you are in with a chance. So yeah, interesting. I just love there's still stuff to play for.
It's ridiculously tight. But every league is like it as well. Like,
it's a mental division.
It's crazy
divisions this year. I mean.
That stat that I sent through the other day about before the games of the night, before the games at the weekend, there was only 4 confirmed teams in the Championship, and there's still...
It's grown a bit now, isn't it?
It's middle of April.
And then I noticed in League 2, Mansfield were like slipping and have ended up, the second now, and they've obviously gone up, which completely went on the radar. And then I just want to note that amongst all the Wrexham stuff, which clearly, whatever way you paint it, to do a double bounce and whether there's money or whether they're what, they're a big old club, Wrexham, so they are what they are. But I just want to run you quickly through Stockport and what it's been like for them since 2009, just to put them in context of where they're at as a club. So they were relegated from League One, relegated from League Two the year after, 16th in the conference, 11-12, relegated from the conference in 13-14, 14th, 11th, 9th, 8th, 5th, and then won it in 18-19, 8th in the National League. So National League North, apologies.
Yeah, North, yeah.
They finished, the finishes were North, won the North, back up, and then 8th in the National League, and then they finished 3rd in the National League playoffs, and then won it the year after, 21-22, and then 4th playoffs in League 2, promotion.
It's mad.
I mean, I've been to Stockport when they were in League 1, because we were down there with them.
Absolute rollercoaster.
Absolutely incredible, isn't it?
Insane.
Absolutely incredible. It just makes you love football all over again, doesn't it, when you read stories like that?
It does. It does. And, yeah, like I say, nerve-sighted. It's going to be a emotional weekend either way, I think. If we don't make it, it'll be what might have been, but what a fucking journey we seem to be back on at the minute. It's crazy. And I think it just obviously stands us in great stead for next year. The problem is, I was going through earlier on about, you know, there's going to be a lot of changes regardless of what division we're in, I think, next year. So
nature of the beast,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah. But
I'm just looking.
Fingers crossed. I mean, it'll be wild if we do. And it's just, yeah, it's a bonus, and whatever happens, happens. And actually, with the momentum that we've got, all you need to do is sneak that last spot to have half a chance of going on.
It's nice to see that after all the time and effort, money and everything else, Salford have managed to finish 20th.
Yeah, fucking. What a fucking shit show that.
So get off Sky, you prick, and go and run your football club, because you're clearly shit at that as well. How are you feeling, Wilson? Surprised you've showed your face, mate, after that performance on Sunday.
Well, it wasn't embarrassing at all, was it?
No, I mean, you smashed them to bits.
We were the far the better side.
I thought it was embarrassing,
got
actually.
No luck whatsoever.
It was one of those semis where you thought, why have you even got this on the telly?
Yeah.
There's like nothing's exciting's happening.
Nope.
You were three. I mean, I turned off a 3-0. I mean, just let it. Just want to watch Coronation Street or something. It was like, well, they've won that, and they've absolutely counted into it. So you're in the final. Well done. Second year in a row, you're in the final. 3-0. Is it finished 3-0? Was that the end result?
Yeah, it was, mate, yeah.
Good result, that.
Yeah, good.
Because it's hard in those games, because you're playing against a team that's well-organised, well-drilled. It's their cup final. You know what I mean? It's massive for them. Try and put one over on them. Then obviously to go 3-0 down, there's no way back from there, is there? It just isn't in any game, really, of that level of... I mean, they're, what, 8th in the Championship? You've spent over £1 billion.
Less than 20 minutes to go.
It's not going to happen, is it?
What you could do is put a bald fraud in charge and then just, at 60 minutes, just throw a fucking shit bomb on the game.
I don't really know where to start with this. So, the comeback is what it is. Should never happen, but it is. That's kind of where you're at now as a football club, if I'm honest. It's like a little microcosm of where you're at. Like, that should just the levels just shouldn't happen. But it does happen, it's football. And then, you go into extra time, and they have a couple more chances, and then skipping through, how did you feel when that goal went in?
I wasn't surprised.
I genuinely
wasn't surprised, because when they scored their first goal in normal time, I thought, they'll get back in this. They will. But them substitutions that he made were literally basically just saying to Coventry, we've won the game. We've won the game. Took Garnacho off, took Mainoo off, arguably our best two players. Well, not arguably, they are. They're our best two players. We bring Eriksen on, who basically just fucking walks around with a Zimmer frame.
I didn't recognise him.
He's horrific. Like, he's fucking dog shit. And then you bring on Antony, who just, I mean, what he did at the end
gem.
Of the penalty shootout. I mean, what a fucking
shit. Just release him. Release him from his contract.
Like, honestly, I'd let him go tomorrow. Like, he's embarrassing.
You seen Neil Mopé's tweet?
Yeah, even I wouldn't do that.
I mean, come on. Like, you've literally just shithoused a lucky penalty shootout win against a Championship side, and you're cupping your ears.
He's a dick.
It's embarrassing.
Knob.
Captain Stepover.
Like, I didn't even... I wasn't surprised with any of it. Yeah, it was just a fucking shit show.
Where'd you come down on the VAR?
I'd, I actually, to the point, felt sorry for Coventry, to the point where I actually thought we should have just lost the game. I would rather us lose the game in that instance, because...
Because football's the winner, then.
Well, yeah, because that, what an incredible moment. And literally,
it's literally one of just, the greatest moment, like greatest.
But they are literally looking,
fairy tale.
They are looking for an excuse to rule that goal out.
Yeah,
like that is literally millimeters.
I mean, if you want football injustice, it came Monday night when we had a goal allowed. It was definitely offside.
Oh fucking!
Well, hell. I mean, so justice does.
I mean,
come
the Coventry United
portions.
One was close. Willie Nonto's. I mean, there was about fucking 6 years.
He's in the stand, isn't he?
Yeah. It's fucking miles off.
We didn't give a fuck in the away. Didn't take that for free.
But
so yeah, well, so it's just cruel, isn't it? It's just whether or not you come, we've smashed VAR to bits on here because it's god awful, and we'll get on to that in a bit. But that's not how I want football, and that's now what it comes down to. I saw a brilliant tweet from Prodnos, which is Danny Baker, and he was saying, "We as fans pay to go to. We're the only people in that stadium that have paid."
Yeah.
So the players are being paid, clearly. Directors, whatever, they don't pay. And we're the only ones not consulted. We're the match-going fans. We pay the most money, most invested, and we're the ones that are never consulted. We don't want it. We don't want a semi-final, whether it was you scored or they scored, whoever. We don't want it decided on a toenail. No. And I don't care if you're screaming at the radio now or you're in your car screaming, oh, we want the right decision. That's fine. But... really?
But
really a toenail? That's how precise you allegedly, which we know, we don't know if the ball has meant a full rotation. We don't know if the lines are correct. It's still a dickhead in an office putting a line down.
You don't
it's
know if the line's straight.
They're going to have semi-automated next year. Let's see how that operates. But even so, I am honestly willing to just chuck it in the bin now and
just go back. It's complete bollocks, isn't it?
And then when any knobhead rings TalkSport, when their team's been robbed of a goal or what have you, and it's like, oh, technology. Just remember that Coventry goal.
Yeah.
Just leave it. Just leave it.
But isn't there something nice about, obviously, what happened with Leeds Middlesbrough last night? Obviously, I know it benefited Leeds, but you scored that goal. It was offside. Nobody was ringing in TalkSport today fucking kicking off saying, I can't believe the linesman missed it.
That's because it's a Championship game.
Yeah, but even still, if that was a Premier League game,
no one gives a shit.
It's
that's and going back to your dig about Lincoln Town. That's
whopper,
that is.
No, why didn't nobody correct him?
Well, that's because that is exactly why, because they don't give a fuck about anything. And everything that's come out about the cup replays, which I'm sure we'll get into as well, like that, for me, they clearly do not give a flying fuck about anybody below.
It's lip service.
It is. They're not even paying the lip service to the people in fucking... that it's about. Like... the fact no one corrected him just shows exactly where we're at with mainstream media today, because it's like we don't fucking exist. It really is.
TalkSport 2 had the comms, or TalkSport, I can't remember which one it was on, had the comms of the Middlesbrough Leeds game last night. I was getting loads of messages off mate saying, what a fucking game, by the way. Monday night, well, fuck all else to do.
Yeah.
Watch the Leeds game. And it was goals galore, and it was crazy and all that sort of shit. But TalkSport 2, so they were talking about Danny Mills. Danny Mills is going to come on. He's going to preview it. He's up game. They give it a 5-minute slot. And he came on and he didn't have a clue about Middlesbrough, Leeds, the leagues. He just talked in nonsense. Just talked in, like, if I said to you, Leeds Middlesbrough Monday night, and let's be honest, why would you have an interest in it? But you just chucked out analytical nonsense. That's all he did. Yeah. And I think he's getting paid for this. He doesn't know anything about either side.
It's outrageous.
How they play.
I watched it all last night. It was a bloody good game.
Great game of football.
Really good game of football.
I am going to need a new heart.
Yeah.
If I mean, so I heard on a Leeds podcast earlier today, which is the most spot on assessment I've seen, is if you're a Leeds fan listening to this, it is never going to change. Right. That's it now. This is our football club. It's always been mental. It's always been like this. If you think we're just going to turn up, win 4-2 after a difficult first half, see the game out. No. Stupendous header is going to take it 4-3 and going to have a really nervy... There's a fucking keeper
minutes.
Going up on the 89th minute.
I know.
They've got nothing to play for. They've got nothing fucking to play for.
It's an absolute...
This is your club.
That last 10 minutes was fucking hilarious, because I was just like...
Stupid, isn't it?
Yeah. And the irony of the whole situation is the shit show that VAR is in the Prem. you're vying to get back into that league.
I don't want
and
to.
And you don't want to. Like that's.
I want to be there because it's the top table, but I don't want VAR. I don't want any of this nonsense top six politics, which again, we'll get onto later. Also, what was ironic was Coventry reaching the final, if they had done, whether it was penalties or that last minute goal, whatever, would have been just what the FA Cup needed after an incredibly shit week of PR.
Yeah.
After they decided to just talk to the Premier League stakeholders, not really get involved with the EFL, who it really affects, and bin off replays. If you have been under a rock and have missed this, that's what you've missed. And the football world erupted.
And rightly so. It's been an absolute fucking... It's horrendous that they think that it's ever a good idea. And the thing is, like, the thing that's really... You know, people obviously go looking for stuff on Twitter, but, like, Pep coming out and, you know, after their game... And there was an element to his interview that I did understand the fact that they played Wednesday and the ones that were playing...
But then Chelsea played tonight.
Yeah, exactly. So
what are you supposed to do?
That's what I mean. And then you moan about schedules all the fucking time. Well, you've got a fucking post-season tour of bloody America or Australia or wherever the fuck you're going, like two or three weeks after the season's finished, to promote your football club, which is just...
I'm just not having it.
It's you've also got one of the biggest squad depths in the fucking world.
Yeah, so
you've got
two.
So if you want to take off Bernardo Silva, you play Jack Grealish.
Yeah,
they live in a world where they could just sell Cole Palmer.
Yeah,
they just sell him. You've prospered, just sell him because you don't need. You just sell him. I listened to Tim Sherwood on Under the Cosh yesterday, and he was on about when Blackburn won the league, and they didn't have a training ground. They trained at a school.
Yeah,
the coaches would go early to remove dog shit off the pitch, and Kenny Dalglish basically said, the pitch doesn't matter. It's the personnel.
I'm sorry. It just doesn't happen anymore. They're so fucking the players are the majority at that level are mercenaries. Like there's a hell of a large percentage at that level are mercenaries.
I'm not saying it doesn't need looking at. I'm not saying that it's good, but it's a very limited career. You only they're millionaires at that level. They're millionaires. And it was quite funny. I was drunk when it all broke through. So I was at events and stuff. So I'd had a few beers, and I was just on the train, I think. And I was just screen grabbing stuff off Twitter because it was all so fresh and raw.
Yeah.
So I just want to read a few, if I may, just stuff I'd screen grabbed whilst inebriated. So no replays is shit. Five substitutes is shit. Straight to pens is shit. VAR is resoundingly shit. What are they doing to football? Was one of the first tweets I saw. This snuck through when everyone was doing when they were talking about this is off the FA statement. It's not a personal opinion. The Emirates FA Cup final will now take place on the penultimate weekend of the Premier League season.
Yeah,
moving forward.
Yeah,
so they've moved it out of the spotlight. Last game of the season. I mean, we're obviously in our 30s, but I still remember the FA Cup day meaning something.
And coverage starting at 9 o'clock.
Have your breakfast, FA Cup final day, all that sort of stuff.
And the final was always at 3 o'clock.
3 o'clock kick-off.
Absolutely. So they moved it to 5:30. That ruined it. Semi-finals at Wembley, bullshit.
Yeah, no one gets, apart from Coventry, get excited. But
later rounds, midweek, bullshit. It's just everything about
everything
it now.
About
just,
it.
Are you trying to kill but the thing is, your own competition?
You're going to kill clubs in the process. Like it's not just the EFL though.
Let them have a fucking replay. What's your problem?
Exactly.
If you're not good enough to beat them in the first leg, just let them have it's one fucking thing. Just let them have a replay. It's all the one. You're stalling on the money that you're not willing to send down because you think you can get a better deal.
It's like
you're terrified that the independent regulator is going to come in.
Yeah.
So you're treating the EFL with disdain. If the regulator comes in, you'll be writing more fucking checks.
It's honest,
tell you
like. But
they'll not have it.
It isn't just EFL clubs as well. Like it goes so
the whole
much
fucking
further
pyramid.
Right,
was it 500 clubs?
Base of the pyramid.
500 clubs is it? Where you are now as a football club is arguably due to that FA Cup run.
Of course it is.
I'm and not like, saying it's definitely, but it's arguably there.
Mate, 20 plus years ago, like we had Gainsborough in the first round of the FA Cup. They got a replay. It essentially rebuilt the North Home. There's like the example of Horsham last year against Barnsley. That replay. For them, obviously ours against Ipswich, that Nathan Arnold goal.
That was a replay, wasn't
that
it?
That was the replay. Well, and essentially, that was the catalyst for our new training ground, where we are now. Like, you can't you can't take, you just can't, the fact they've done it with no consultation is the biggest, is such
and
a
And then
huge
claiming insult. Their statement they have, for yeah. the EFL to come back and go, they didn't.
He literally didn't. They didn't. So who's fucking telling the truth, guys?
Well, it won't be the top six, will it?
No.
Well, so, I listened to TalkSport earlier and they were discussing it and our friend Mr. Jordan was talking about it again. And he was saying...
Give him his real name, Simon Jidden.
Simon Jidden.
He's changed his name as well.
He was saying, are EFL clubs and non-football league clubs worried about, obviously, replays, or is it the financial implication of it? Because they were like, oh, you know, it built our training ground, it built this, it built that, it paid for this, it paid for that. So why don't the Premier League or whoever's made this decision distribute money more fairly?
But they're arguing about that now.
But this is the problem. They see it as just a financial thing, not actually...
The memories, the experiences, the games that are produced, the moments.
Again, absolutely.
Yes,
that's what it's all about.
It paid for Lincoln's training ground, yes, but...
That's a byproduct.
It's a byproduct of the fact that they had a great result away at Ipswich.
And that goal you will remember for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
And we played you in, whatever year it was, 2010, when we knocked out the FA Cup third round.
Beckford.
Only time we ever got knocked out at the Beckford end. We went to a replay versus Kettering. They took us back to Elland Road and we just about got past them. In another life, they've beaten us and they're playing you.
Yeah.
Because that's what it is. No one moaned about it. They just got on with it. That's football. I'm a football match-going fan, as are you boys. And I go to the FA Cup and I remember this year we played Plymouth in a replay and it was like, oh, for fuck's sake, a replay. Mm. Thousands travelled from Leeds, by the by. I was absolutely gutted I wasn't there.
Yeah.
I was there because of work and I couldn't go. I was gutted. That's because I'm a match-going fan. I love my football club. And that's just what it's about. It's the FA Cup, man.
You can't just don't tinker with it. There's absolutely no need to tinker with it. The fact that they, like you say, they mention the money aspect. Oh well, we can. It's like, well, money doesn't solve everything. It's such a lazy
trope.
Yeah, it's bullshit.
Even if you sent down what they're asking for in this piece between the EFL and the Premier League, even if you send that down, they still want replays. What does that tell you?
But then they say to you, like, that, you know, another option would be potentially, or whatever the draw is, you then get a choice of whether it's draw Liverpool or whatever, and you can have them away, so you get your payday. No,
because
I'd actually rather have a top six club at home, so it's an absolute cauldron, because that's often when the, you know, upsets happen. And then you might get a replay and you might get, you know, the chance to celebrate a goal away at a Premier League side. Like,
it's only ever opinion,
we won't
obviously.
Just get chalked out for VAR.
Sure, yeah. Well, that's the thing that's a nonsense as well, that it's only in Premier League clubs, by the by. It's only people's opinions, but there's other things that can be done. So you could bin off the League Cup, because Man City win it every year anyway, or some side wins it. You don't. Most teams just use it as a pre-season friendly. Return the... whatever the hell it's called now, Papa John's, whatever the hell it's called, get rid of them motors. Fucking under 21 sides, you lot piss off, and make it a proper tournament, invite the League One the conference, whatever they're called, Vanarama, invite them in, make it a proper cup competition, get rid of the League Cup, don't let any Premier League sides in it, for obvious reason, and have your own actual League Cup.
Because the other thing, obviously you just mentioned the old Papa John's League trophy, so that kind of leads on that. I screen grabbed a few things as well. And
I've still got a few more to read.
Yeah, and Gary Hutchinson had mentioned the, you know, about, because people were saying, oh, we boycott the FA Cup. Well, actually, that does it no favours whatsoever. You're actually better off boycotting the Premier League and not watching that, because that's where the money is. That's what will hit them the most, essentially. But it's not as, like, boycotting it isn't as practical as doing that, like we did with the Football League trophy, but a boycott would only hurt teams before round three. We may think that our big tie is a replay at Everton, but for Bowers and Pitsy, it was getting Lincoln a couple of years ago. Crowds are low for those games already, so a boycott would hurt the wrong people. And if a boycott came into force in round three and we drew Liverpool at Cinsel Bank, any boycotting fans would just be replaced with local Liverpool supporters and it would be counterproductive. Intention of the boycotting of the EFL was to kill the competition or remove the Prem under 21 teams. Fans want the FA Cup to go back to how it was, but a boycott would only serve to do further damage.
They just need to be in dialogue with it. That's the whole bloody point. It's just football's run now by the top, and it's just disgusting. It makes you sick to your stomach. Yeah. It really does. I mean, bear in mind, Wilson, you support a side in the top, I don't know where you are, eight, where are you now? Seriously,
top 38 something.
Obviously, one of the biggest sides, clubs in the world, no one can argue with that, a massive football club, that's your club. And
that prick fucking Goldberg or Goldbridge or whatever his fucking name is.
Goldberg.
Whoopee.
Oh, what's he called?
Oh, mate, it is Goldberg. Goldbridge.
It's not even his real name.
Oh, is it not?
He said,
no. I'm not surprised,
he said, on the street for the Coventry, yes, we've made it to Wembley. Well, you're not going to fucking Wembley,
he's a fucking...
You're going to be behind your desk, you nonce.
He's absolutely everything alleged that's wrong with modern day.
I'll read a few more screen
grabs. His real name's Brent DiCesare.
He's a wanker.
No wonder he's changed
Forest
it.
Fan, isn't he? Right, some more screen grabs. Premier League clubs that don't compete in European minimum amount of games, 40. Premier League clubs that play in Europe, minimum amount of games, 46. EFL, half clubs that play minimum of 51. EFL budgets are lower too, so less players and heavier pitches. But give me all that too many games nonsense. Grimsby Town played 59 games. Arsenal, 49. That was last season. But I'm sorry, who needs a fucking break? Spurs, 50. Liverpool, 52. Man City, 61. Man United, 62. But with the budgets and the pitches and all that sort of stuff.
And all the best.
Utterly ridiculous.
All the best facilities you could possibly wish for. Mollycoddled like fuck. Paid through the fucking nose. And yet, like that one I said to you about Truro City, they played 8 games in 14 days to finish their season.
Ridiculous.
And they'll be getting up and going to work next day.
Said to you in the message, we're doing Monday, Friday this week, which isn't ideal with the season.
But you get on with it because
it's
the cards you've been dealt. One of my favourite tweets from the week was about Whoopi Goldberg or whatever his fucking name is. 100% the worst example of a loudmouth armchair glory boy. Doesn't even go to games. It's like having an OnlyFans channel without any tits. Absolute wank spanner of a bloke.
This is another thing they snuck through, which is, again, didn't really seem to get any coverage. Within the... So the end of FA Cup replays from the first round onwards due, blah, blah, blah. The mid-season break is now removed from the calendar. So this is the Premier League clubs that have... You might notice they've you got two clubs playing and then it's all stretched over so they can match their European counterparts after Christmas to allow a mid-August start date for the Premier League. The longer summer break allows all Premier League clubs to be better able to ensure the players' safety. So you're just ignoring European tournaments then?
Yeah.
So they'll fuck off in thingy and then play a tournament for 3 weeks, go to Dubai, come back, play. But then only now they don't get a mid-season break that you purposely put in to save players. This is one of my favourites as well.
It's honestly just such a...
Is it? ... Champions League expanding? Creating a third tier European competition? Player-sponsored led friendlies in faraway lands? Not using copious amounts of youth prospects that are available to you? No, it's playing Accrington Stanley in the FA Cup replay. Football is on its knees.
It is.
The amount of stuff they're doing, can they not fucking see how stupid it looks? They're expanding. We talked about it, 3 weeks ago?
Yeah.
Took through the new format. So Europa League's expanding. There's more fucking games.
Yeah.
You're playing more games, you dicks. But you're fine with that because you have the cheek and the gall to say the EFL wants some cash when all you're doing is money grabbing at the top.
Yeah.
Fuck off. You know what? I wish they'd fucked off for the Super League now.
Yeah.
I take back all the words we said in that episode. Just fuck off. I'm not interested. Go and play over there. No one's bothered anymore. We'll just play in our own leagues. Just ridiculous. Unless you want to invite Leeds to it, in which case I'll change my tune. Anyway, any more to rant about?
No, I just get fucking angry.
Wealdstone FC, 6th for the 4th, Boreham Wood away, 9th for the 4th, Southend home, 11th for the 4th, Dorking Wanderers home, 13th for the 4th, Chesterfield home, 16th for the 4th, Eastleigh, 20th for the 4th, Oldham away. It is unacceptable. Just fucking get on with it. They're part-time, for fuck's sake.
I know.
They're fixing cars on the M25. They're playing at night. Dickheads. Can't just leave shit alone. Honestly.
Ain't broke, don't fix it.
Slight to change of pace here. We, as in Lincoln, where we live, came 4th on the most miserable places to live in the UK.
Absolute
list.
Bullshit.
Who the fuck come up with that? I love living here.
I do.
So the first one I've never heard of, you might have to Google map this.
Go on.
Adur.
What?
Adur. A-D-U-R.
That's what I fucking Lord of the Rings.
They're going on an adventure.
Frodo and Bilbo Baggins.
Adur.
Fucking
how'd you spell it?
If you're listening to this and you live in this place, I'm so sorry.
How'd you spell it?
Adur. A-D-U-R. What the fuck's that?
I've literally never heard of that.
I know the rest, don't worry. I've heard of the rest.
Oh, West Sussex.
Oh, never fucking heard of it. So that got that scored a 6.16 of places to live. I mean, is it on the list? No. How's Croydon not made this list?
Burslem.
Then it's Hastings. It's miserable, to be fair. So I don't know what the format of that is. I mean, that does that not include your really good insurance quotes you can get? Eastbourne. Yeah, that's pretty crappy, to be fair. And then Lincoln. What's miserable about Lincoln? Come to the Cardinals out for a pint. Fuck all miserable out here, mate. You can have a meat platter and cheese, dickheads. Waltham Forest. I don't know what that is.
Sounds London-y.
Ashfield.
Sutton.
Manchester. Yeah, it rains a lot, doesn't it?
Yeah. Can understand that being miserable.
Tower Hamlets. Absolute shithole.
It just, I mean, it's irrelevant who else is on the list because it's bullshit that we're even anyway.
Gedling, which I've never heard of. And
that's near
South Gedling's Birmingham.
No, Gedling show was near Nottingham.
Our geography is wonderful.
Mater.
So, not only was there all that FA Cup stuff, there was your controversial game. There was the replay, absolutely. I think we've made... Has anyone got any more to go off the chest about replays? Or do you think we've covered it? We've
probably done it.
Is everyone happy?
I think we've done it.
Just going to get more angry.
I mean, I will pivot to OJ Simpson's death soon. So, right, let's cover the final controversial thing. What a week it's been. I think it was you tweeted from the Twitter account. Or X, going to give it to you. You tweeted it. Anything for us to talk about?
I fucking tweeted, lads. One tweet.
Bad time.
Thank you.
NFFC, which for those that don't know, that is the X, gonna give it to you, account of Nottingham Forest. Three extremely poor decisions, three penalties not given, which we simply cannot accept. We warned the PGMLO that the VAR is a Luton fan. Dun, dun, dun. Before the game, but they didn't change him. Our patience has been tested multiple times. NFFC will now consider its options.
I mean, what does that even mean?
Option number one, playing your fixtures in the Championship. So, I've read a couple of things that it was Marinakis that sent that down, or his team, to make sure that was tweeted. I've also heard today on the radio, but I was in and out of meetings today, that they're suing Sky over Gary Neville's comments. There's also a second follow-up tweet that I think climbs down a little bit, like basically saying, oh, no, we weren't, didn't mean to bring the referee's position into disrepute. But it is a bit of a climb down. But nonetheless, they're now facing charges all over the gaff, aren't they? So it submitted a formal request to PGMO to release the audio, which will be interesting.
Absolutely.
I mean, if it's just the ref going, come on, Luton. Come on, Luton.
Come on, you haters.
Come on, you haters. Don't give the fucking penalty. Head out, you fucking wankers. Trick your trees, my fucking ass.
What goes around, comes around. You
go on, Luton, up the town. Following yesterday's match at Everton, we released a statement, yada, yada, yada. The issue we raised with Pidgeville prior to the fixture because of the fear of the side that would ensue if anything went wrong. No, no, guys, you raised it. You're telling the world you asked for it not to be there. So, brilliant. This is not about individuals, but rather how the integrity of the game is seen. Where do we sit, boys?
Well, it was a little bit of a silly... let's just have it right. We all thought it was a wind-up.
I didn't think it was real at first.
I think you put it in the group first.
And you went, it's real.
I went straight to their Twitter, X-Horn, give it to you, to check. And I was like, oh, fuck me.
I went backwards and forwards from the account three or four times to make sure it was real. Because I didn't think... What on earth were they thinking when they messaged that or posted that? It was fucking bizarre.
Their owner's a lunatic. I do kind of respect it, weirdly, because it should never be tweeted, like, before I go on. But enough is enough now. Someone has, because Wolves have had loads of problems this year as well. I mean, look,
Wolves have had miles more against them this season.
And I've seen Wolves fans sit on a bit of a high horse saying, well, we just knuckled down, got on with it, won football match, and look where we are now. You wouldn't be saying that if you hadn't done that. You'd be pointing at all the ref decisions. I think, first and foremost, stop going on your Shit Little Sky show or whatever it is with Michael Owen. No one gives a fuck.
Yeah.
Start releasing the audio.
Every week.
Just release it.
Yeah.
If you back your referees, release it. Now, as a person maybe in the ground, if I can walk out, and obviously it's hard to communicate in a stadium, but if I have walked out, say my club is in the Premier League, at least I can hear that audio later and see the visuals. For the match-watching fan at home, because can't all be in the stadium, obviously, they should be able to hear it. I'm sorry, enough's enough. It's time now. You can't have on. I honestly... So the first one, if you're going to pick these ones apart, the first one, I think it's subjective.
Yeah.
The handball rule is a mess.
Yeah.
It's a mess.
It's a complete bollock.
Because the one in your game is identical, and he gives that, and they don't give this. It's a mess. Let's be honest.
But then Jack Grealish won from the free kick.
Yeah, the day before.
Exactly the same.
Did he give a goal kick for?
Yeah.
So
why hasn't VAR intervened there and gone, hold on a minute, why did you give a goal kick there? Let's come off him. No, it's come off Grealish, and it's come off, do you want to go have a look at it? It's just fucking easy. I don't understand what the problem is.
All of them decisions, Wan-Bissaka's, if the referee doesn't give it, VAR won't give it. The one on Ashley Young, he didn't give it, referee didn't overturn it. If he gives it, the referee will probably say, yeah, I agree, VAR will agree. Same with the Grealish one. What they're doing now is just agreeing with what, they're fucking scared to death of overruling the referee.
They've implemented
We see it every level with other matchday officials, though, because
Lino's not giving
stuff. It's got me to the point of like,
what
fucking hell is the point of you even being there? You've got literally got one job, and actually on Saturday at Cheltenham, we were within like touching distance of the referee because we were front row, and they've got one job, and that is to watch the ball and the line. And when there was one instance where at Cheltenham, there's like a strip of AstroTurf, which is quite close to where the grass starts. And I'm not joking. There was a whole ball's width, at least, between the ball going out. And if you're not making any decisions and waiting on the referee to do it, you have literally just got to watch the line, the offside line and the touch line. That's literally your only two jobs. And they can't even fucking manage that. It's an absolute embarrassment how... And they say, oh, they're talking to each other on the radios and stuff before they flag. Well, it's making... It's angering more supporters by doing that because you're not... The linesman is exposed to all the abuse that he's going to get because... The ruling is that they speak to each other and they'll flag after the referee's made the decision. But actually, the angles that they have, half of them are fucking wrong anyway. It's just, it's a fucking shambles. Like, from bottom to top, the officiating this year has been even worse. And my point being that VAR and them being shit scared of stuff is a knock-on effect into the league where it isn't even a thing. Because the linesmen are shit scared of making the decision opposite to what the referee's making. And it just makes it so convoluted and it's horrific.
Well, now I don't want Premier League refs to come down to my level, at the level we're currently in, and nor should you, because they don't know how to referee anymore. Because they're so used to VAR.
And reliant.
We've had some Prem refs this year, they're just terrible. They've implemented VAR when it wasn't ready.
Yeah.
It wasn't ready. So when they brought goal line technology in, it's failed once to memory, which was that Sheffield United goal, where he wasn't turned on, which is hilarious. But it's not ready. You haven't sorted out offsides. You haven't... Clear and obvious, what the fuck does that even mean? Like you said, they don't overrule them. If they go to the screen 9 times out of 10...
It's guesswork on the fucking lines.
It's given.
Yeah.
The way they do VAR is the opposite to how... VAR or whatever the hell it's called in other sports is handled. So just do yourselves a fucking favour. Don't listen to people like Mark Dean, who now infamously didn't give a decision against his mate because he thought he'd had a good game. Sorry, pal, it's not your fucking job. If it's the wrong decision, you have to tell him. I don't care if he's had a good game up to now and he's got a fucking, he's made a rick. I don't give a shit. How does that help the fans? So go to what they do in other sports, which is, hold on a minute, I'm just checking that goal to make sure anything's missing, or he's seen something, stop the game and send the fucker upstairs and say to that bloke who is screaming at you, it's not me, mate. I haven't seen it. It's gone upstairs. They're looking at something. I don't know what it is, but and then they'll feed it back.
Yeah.
Take it out of the referee.
Yeah.
Why does it have to stay with the referee?
Yeah.
Make his life fucking easier. It's just stupid. They don't do that in any other sport. Whether it's rugby league, goes right, I think it's a good try. I haven't really seen anything upstairs.
Well, that's cricket's what they the do,
same. He hasn't given it. They check it upstairs.
Is it TMO?
In union and whether it's called in rugby league. In rugby league, it works more than it doesn't work. Oh. And they check it and it's fine.
Yeah. Oh, I think it's a try, but just, check, I haven't seen just check for
that. Oh, I haven't seen that and it's no try. And no one has a problem with it. But this obsession with leaving it making sure the guy in the middle is in charge to not offend him or upset him. So what happens when the next generation of referees come through that aren't
that? They'll fall off because no fucker wants to grow up. No one grows up going, I want to be a referee.
I just want to say, though, about referees, I just want to say, while we're talking about it,
we don't have a game without them.
We don't have a game without them. It's an incredibly tough job. Some of the stuff that you read that they get at like non-league level and youth level stuff is a fucking joke. If you're yelling at a young kid who's refereeing, especially when he's wearing one of them bibs, have a fucking word with yourself. It's a kid's game of football. Get over yourself. Little Johnny won't make it anyway, so don't fucking matter. He ain't paying for your conservatory, you dickhead. And we don't have a game without it. All you're asking for is their bosses at the top level, and this isn't on referees for my money, it's on those at the top of the game. You are now professional.
Yeah.
You are paid a lot of money.
There's a level of protection as well from the top.
And if you're the Premier League or the EFL, bring in the best in class. They don't have to be English, British. They don't have to be. You can bring them in from the continent. Get the best set of referees. Stop patting each other on the back and get the fucking job right. And slowly but surely, it'll get good. Because it's starting to impact some of the good referees now. The strong referees you've seen over the year, the Michael Olivers of this world, who's a very good referee. In any era, he's a good referee. And even he's starting to make mistakes.
But I'd rather be sat on a podcast moaning about a referee, a human making a mistake.
A human error, yeah.
I have loved every minute of the championship season. We've had some absolute howlers this year.
And that's why...
I don't give a fuck.
And that's what used to be what you'd go... I'm sure... You know, top flight clubs are the same. That's what we go to the pub and discuss after a game.
Yeah.
You know, that's the talking points. Whereas now, when you're talking about top flight, I just can't be fucking arsed with it anymore. I barely watch the Prem. It bores me to fucking tears, to be honest, because it is the same. They don't give a fuck from anyone down, do they, really?
You want to just be like, oh, fucking hell, linesman should have seen that. Fucking hell. But instead, you're talking about... Actually, linesman didn't see it, and then his fucking bloke drawing lines on the screen didn't see it, and then his mate didn't see it either.
What is
and they
going
decide,
on?
Oh, because he said it was right, football. He didn't argue, he didn't want to upset his bollocks. Wank.
FIFA never wanted it in the original first place because they said if it's not the game that can be played on the park, jumpers for goalposts, they wouldn't use that phrase, you know what I mean? Or it can't be the same all over the world, every level. Men, women, children, whoever's playing it, then we don't want it. So what fucking changed? Mm. It's costing them millions now. These three shit decisions. So if a referee misses all three, bearing in mind the third one in the Forest game, he mouths, he got the ball. So on the telly, then after you go, oh, he didn't get the fucking ball. But he thinks he's got the ball. And VAR has intervened, whatever. It makes it worse that you know there's... three, four, five Herberts in a room looking at it.
Mm.
And then what happens? The corruption bomb gets thrown in.
Yeah.
The grenade gets lobbed in. Well, he's a Luton fan, we did say. And even in that instance, if I'm in the PGMLO, I would take him off the game. We've heard you. We understand. We don't want you questioning the credibility or whatever of our referees. However, we understand. He's doing the FA Cup final now. It's not rocket science, is it?
No.
Just listen to your members. Don't be a dick.
But let's be honest. If Forest go down, it's not because of VAR.
Absolutely not. And it isn't. And we're all lunatics.
This is why their tweet is just...
Well, it's just wrong.
It's got substance in what they're saying. like we're discussing. But
I'm just pleased someone's finally just had the balls to do something.
They ain't going down because of VAR.
Nah.
They're going down because their manager fucking changes the side every week. He plays players that aren't informed. He plays them on their name. They've been fucking shite. They got beat 5-0 by fucking, who was it? Brentford, I think, away. They've been fucking tonked in a lot of games. Yeah, they've been unlucky with certain decisions, but Wolves are a great example. They've been fucking shit on most of the season with decisions. They've just got on with it, said, yeah, it's wank. Gary O'Neill, I think, has handled himself fucking brilliantly this year.
He's a bit of a whopper.
I like him.
Yeah, I did.
I really like him.
He said some over the replay stuff, he said some stupid shit.
Yeah, but I just think in general, like, especially when I look back at
he's
when
a good
played,
coach. Give me that
when
free.
They played United.
Put your money
and
away.
And on a fucking...
Don't pay.
Hey?
Carry on.
When they played United and they had a
Who?
Couple of VAR...
Oxford?
Yeah. Decisions against them. He handled himself really well. But I just think they've handled themselves.
Yeah,
so
he's not a relegation battle, is he?
Yeah, but even
when they were struggling in the season, he wasn't like that, was he? He was gobbing off on Sky. It gets to you, and I get it, and I understand it. But part of me feels that it happens to have been Forrest this time. Someone, I suppose, took a grenade in because I have never known football. I'm 36 years old, watched it my whole life, been going to these since I was six. I have never known a period of time of football this horrible. Yeah. Whether it's VAR, whether it's alleged cheating, Man City and Everton, all that sort of stuff, all balled into one. The Super League nonsense, the change to the European Cup. I know. Why don't you do a European Cup where the champions of that country play against other champions of the country? Why don't you do that rather than fucking fourth place in Romania playing against fucking Celtic? Behave yourself. And then you throw all this into me. I've never known football as shit as this in terms of how it looks and how you feel as a consumer, which is why I just use the word consumer. I'm not a fucking consumer. I'm a fan. That's what it's fucking done. I said the word fucking consumer. That's why this season, and it's the same for Lincoln City, it's been awesome because I've been out of it. Other than moaning a bit about Leicester's finances, it's been rough and tumble, 46 games, couple of FA Cup games, win some, lose some. That should have been handball. Oh, look, we got away with one there. And I've been completely out of it.
But you know, that's why when, obviously, you know, we laugh and joke about me supporting 700 clubs and that. But
702.
But it is actually refreshing to go watch a Lincoln or even a Lincoln United because actually you're just watching proper football. You're not watching this bollocks that is football that is at the top
level
now.
It's a TV show.
Yeah.
It's a TV show. And I don't know... It's not for us, clearly, because nobody listens to fans. I don't know how we wrestle it back because there is so much money at the top now and there's so much, whether you want to call it, whether it's corruption, whether it's this, whether it's that, whether it's bias, whether it's this, whatever. And whatever they do, the genie's out of the bottle. Mm. All started with, not started with Chelsea, but that was the modern, first sort of modern occasion where there was just ridiculous amount of money chucked at it and everyone went, oh, fuck. And then Man City came along. Do you know what I mean? It's and then Newcastle now, if they ever kick into gear, you can't stop them because the strange thing with Newcastle is they're actually abiding by the rules.
But they've got to sell players this summer, haven't they?
That's what I mean. It's crazy. Like Aston Villa may get in this new Champions League and have to sell players because they've spent a little bit to get in. What it used to be, and it's maybe just rose-tinted spectacles, what it used to be was, at the start of the season, not everyone, obviously, but a good percentage of the league could win the league. That's gone now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? The last fairy tale was Leicester. That never fucking happened again.
Well, the likelihood of that ever
That's never
going to
happen again.
Fuck me.
Absolutely ridiculous. And even in any era, that would have been fucking ridiculous. But there would be four, five, six maybe teams who could have a go. Not now. I mean, this year's a standout because there's three. I mean, if it would be three.
Well, you look at it. Next year, Brentford or Palace or something, they're just not going to come from anywhere and win the league like Leicester did. Nah. Not going to happen.
But yeah, but not even to win the league. Just to be part of any European football, you've got to spend. Like, everyone goes on about Brighton and what they've done there. It's Tony Bloom, isn't it? What they've done there is genuinely incredible. I was reading the other day that they're going to go for Vincent Kompany if De Zerbi leaves, and that really follows on from there, the way they pick their manager, that sort of stuff. But what no one ever talks about is how much debt they were in. yeah. that he put them in to get them. It's his money. He can do what the fuck he wants. Mm-hmm. No one ever talks about that. He's a gambler by trade.
Yeah.
That's literally what he does.
Yeah.
He gambled and won. And now they're making record profits, some incredible shrewd moves. They've got an analytics trademark on some analytics stuff that belongs to them. Incredible. But in that story is a shitload of debt.
Mm-hmm.
And no one ever talks about it. So they've had to really, just to get to where they are now, which is what, Europa League?
Yeah.
Which they're out of now, but they've had to plunge it into debt. One man's debt. So where is it supposed to go?
Mad, isn't it?
It's fucking crazy, isn't it? I mean, we'll not solve it tonight. There's only 5 minutes left, but still, give a fucking good go.
I'm fucking glad that we have lived, that sound morbid, we've lived a life in growing up through football that has...
Pre all this. And don't get me wrong, I'm a hypocrite because I love football. I love my football club. There's nothing else I want to do on my weekend than watch Leeds. And if we're in the top flight, we're in the top flight. Let's go pit ourselves against it. So I'm a hypocrite because I should probably walk away from it, but I can't because it's like a drug.
Yeah.
But, yeah. One funny thing. So Mike of this podcast, and this has been on for a while, rang me the other day. He was speaking to someone in our industry. And I don't think they'd had a beer at this point. This person was adamant that Declan Rice is the greatest ever Arsenal signing.
Right.
Is that not the most recency bias opinion you've ever heard? So he literally went, it's not Henry, not Bergkamp, not Vieira, not even Pires, not even Lundberg, another invincible, not Sol Campbell.
Not Ian Wright. Overmars.
Do you know what I mean? That's 8 or 9 that we've just listed. I mean, he's a good player, Declan Rice, don't get me wrong. Dave Seaman, they signed at one point, didn't go through the academy, they signed him at one point, the greatest ever goalkeeper.
Well, you could name anyone that won the Invincible.
Anyone in the Invincible season.
It's ridiculous.
Pascal Segon's a better fucking signing than fucking Declan Rice.
I just love shit like that. Just the most moronic opinion you'd ever hear.
That's never been to an Arsenal game, I would imagine.
No, and if he goes on to win loads of cup competitions or cup league and this year and goes on, then obviously then he's in the conversation. But until he's Thierry Henry or Patrick Vieira back in your box.
Honestly.
Players that were bought us, I mean, Henry maybe was well, and he played the World Cup by the time he joined.
I mean, Henry is arguably one of the Premier League, well, he's not arguably, I'd say he's one of the Premier League's greatest ever players, for fuck's sake.
I mean, there's always that argument of the foreign players, and you always think Henry, Zola, them sort of players. But you're right, he's in the overall list, isn't he?
Yeah.
Definitely. He's the best player I've seen in life.
Incredible. He would be in my top probably three Premier League players ever.
Who was your top three?
I'll
put you on the spot there.
You have a bit.
Shearer's top three.
Shearer
would be top three.
Just because of his goals.
I don't know who would be the top.
Henry's in my top three because he's genuine. I've said this before on this pod. It's one of the best forwards I've ever seen live. Like, he looked like an alien had turned up on the pitch and was just like, he was running at one speed and everyone else was in rewind. I've never seen anything like it. The ball stuck to him like glue. It wasn't the first time I'd seen it.
One where he ran from
2004, I think it was. And he was at one box. Minute he was at left back. I blinked my tiny little ginger eyes and it was in the back of the fucking net. I've never seen anything like it.
It was like a tennis pass. Kit.
In my mind, I can't remember exactly, but it was. I just remember it as vivid as. If I close my eyes, I can see it. Top three. What would be third then?
I would probably go as far as saying Henry would be the number one, and then
I did like Zola,
and then I would probably say Ronaldo, Shearer.
I'm not Ronaldo on the list.
Why?
His best football here was it? It was at Madrid.
Yeah.
Clearly, he's one of the best footballers ever to play the game, and he happened to play in the Premier League. Yeah. He had one amazing season from memory.
Mm. No, I'd still have him in there.
Only because you're a Scum fan.
No, but I wouldn't have him first.
I feel like we missed loads of players. Is Gerrard in the conversation?
I'd have Wayne Rooney up there as well, to be fair.
Yeah, Rooney's a good shout. I think, weirdly, with Rooney, as the years go by, he's getting devalued, which is so fucking weird.
It's mental, isn't it?
It must be a generational thing. He was an unbelievable footballer. He's
got a fucking bike pump up his ass as well. His fucking face is getting bigger and bigger. He's on my total eclipse.
I know you fucking hate it, but have you seen this FIFA team Girth and Turf that they've made.
I've seen something on Twitter, but I don't know what it is.
Basically, this streamer...
He's involved, isn't he?
Well, this streamer's got loads of people together. Other streamers, he's got H, the rapper, involved. And basically...
H from Steps is involved.
You're H from Steps. Absolute fucking Swahili to me.
Riddles, isn't it? Right. I just haven't got a clue. Go to the pub, you virgin.
No, so basically, he does. They do this thing where they're all individual players in this team and they all play and...
What, on FIFA?
On FIFA. So you play as one player... He's your character and you all play in the same team in a game against other teams. And somehow they've fucking wangled Wayne Rooney into it. Don't know how they've done it.
So I've played FIFA in a former life. You're each individual characters within a game of FIFA.
So obviously you're 11.
That must be carnage. No, obviously you're 11. You control the 11.
No, so basically, yeah, you all can... So let's say, for example, we're all individual players. So you might be playing left
back. That's ridiculous.
I'm playing centre midfield, but you only control one player.
That's ridiculous. They've got
all these different streamers playing or whatever, but somehow they've managed to get Wayne Rooney involved. So the guy that runs it is called Angry Ginge. And the other day, one of the people...
Oh, that's him, is it?
One of the people commented on his live stream and said, I don't know why someone said this, you're a fat granny shagger. I don't really get it. Obviously, it's because Man City lost. Don't matter. Wayne Rooney then went, yeah, I don't think he was talking to you, mate. Fucking crying.
That is good banter.
Fucking brilliant. I don't know how they've managed to angle Rooney on there, but...
I mean, I'm not convinced that Alan Brazil's his dad. I mean, yeah. You need to check and see if he's been to Toxteth in the 80s.
But yeah, 90s. You're right. He has been incredibly devalued because he's a fucking ace
player.
It's
just ridiculous. Like... To come through at 16 and look like a full-grown human and arguably one of the... Oh, it's tough, isn't this? One of the best tournament performances from an England player ever in, was it, Euro 2000? Yeah, 2004.
Yeah. To be England's all-time
greatest
goal scorer.
If he doesn't do his ankle or his foot, whatever he did, I'm convinced we win that tournament.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. It's typical England, stitch it into our history. I'm convinced he was that far above anything else on the planet, especially in that tournament, we win it.
Yeah.
He does it on his own. And if we're another country, we get the prize. Because we're English, we're not allowed nice things. Do you want to talk about O.J. Simpson? I mean, not a very controversial character, is he? Was he ex-NFL film star? I would say rest in peace, but he might allegedly murder a load of people, so... Allegedly. Right, let's go home.
Ah, Christ.
I enjoyed that, but it's a bit ranty.
Well, I'm pleased we've got it off our chest because it's been building up. I've been like a coiled spring all week.
I mean, I might have said loads of stupid stuff in there, but I ain't prepared to go and edit it. So if I've said something that annoys you, just text me.
PGMLO.
Yeah, they can go fuck themselves.
MOL.
MOL. LMAO.
I'm so lost.
ASL.
Something. Spanky imp. Something about...
Cam to cam?
FIFA. Cam to cam, ASL. You've been listening to Gone Off on a Tangent with me, Adam, him, Wilson.
Ta-ra.
DT.
Sivvy.
See you next week. Love you, bye-bye.